breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem.
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud.
Welcome back. If you've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel, please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. With a crazy story that is right out of the 1984 movie Footloose. We're talking 40 years ago. A movie 40 years ago is playing out in real time today. I'm on Daily Mail. This article is dated October 7th, 2023. The headline is Kaylee Kimenet, a senior at Walker High School in Louisiana, is removed as student government president after a video of her, quote, twerking at homecoming draws principal's ire. And here are the bullet points. Kaylee Timmett, 17, was left crying hysterically after losing her title and potential college scholarship for dancing with her friends. Footage of the teen twerking at a homecoming after party led to a furious reaction from Walker High School administrators. Her mom, Rachel, claims the school principal condemned her partying for not, quote, living in the Lord's way. So this is getting into it, because once again, this is Footloose. This is a movie 40 years ago predicting what was going to happen today. And 40 years ago, I could sort of understand it, but not in 2023. So let's get into the article. A Louisiana high schooler saw her student government president title stripped and chances at college scholarships ruined after footage of her, quote, twerking at a homecoming after party surface. Kaylee Timonette, 17, was seen laughing and gyrating with her friends from Walker High School in the video. But school principal Jason St. Pierre didn't see the funny side and allegedly told her she wasn't, quote, living in the Lord's way. As a reaction to the partying, St. Pierre revoked her title and refused to continue helping her obtain a college scholarship, a move that has sparked widespread backlash. And yes, that would be totally understandable. This is a public school. Now, if this was a private Christian school, I would get it. A few months back, I did an episode on a private Christian school in Tennessee that was getting a lot of negative press because a senior female was not allowed to attend her prom because she wore a suit rather than the traditional prom dress. I supported the school's decision on that because they had clear rules and guidelines within their student handbook outlining the dress that women should wear and the dress that men should wear. And they had, I think, two or three different types of outfits based on whether it was a formal, semi-formal, or a casual day. And a casual day would be like a polo shirt and khaki pants or shorts. And they had exactly defined for men and women what they could and could not wear. Parents had to agree to the handbook and sign a contract. And so did the students. The students understood what they were getting into. So for her to violate that, being a private school, fully understanding the rules, then she deserved to be kicked out or banned from prom. The school did nothing wrong, and there wasn't anything anyone could do about it because it was a private school. This is a public school. This should not be happening in a public school. So let's get back to this. Quote, I just started crying hysterically, Kaylee told UWK. They basically told me I should be ashamed of myself and that they were concerned about my afterlife if I wasn't following basically God's ideals, which made me cry even more. And there's a picture of her there. Cute girl, normal, looks like an everyday normal 17, 18 year old high schooler today. And then I have a picture of her twerking or dancing. The article continues, many have remarked that the footage appeared innocuous, where Kaylee was dressed in a bright neon colors as dozens of other teens danced around her. Kaylee beamed from ear to ear as she waved her arms in the air and frolicked with her friend, behaving as many would expect her to at a homecoming party. Now, I don't get the concept of twerking, and I admit I'm a baby boomer. That's not my generation. I just don't get it. At the same time, I do understand that's what kids do. That's the way they dance. Now, I'd probably be more critical if someone my age was twerking. And I've talked about that when I see people my age walking around work with backpacks. It's like, you know, that's a millennial thing. Don't try to act like a millennial. But then again, I admit I'm a crotchety old man. That's just the way I see things. But that's just me. And I own that. Now, if she violated a clear policy of the high school, and it's clearly defined in the high school, no twerking at school-sponsored events, then I get it. But they said this was an after party. So the question is, where was this? And I haven't really seen that yet. So let's get back to this. Outraged locals have hit out at St. Pierre for his aggressive reaction to the video, with many comparing him to dance-hating characters in the movie Footloose. Yes, 40 years ago, 1984, Footloose came out. The Livingston Parish School District told The Advocate they plan to investigate the situation but declined to comment further. So the school district is looking into this, because I think they're having questions, especially if he is bringing in his personal religious views into punishing her. Now, if she violated school policy or school rules that she should have known about, especially being the student council president, that's a different story. But if he's just bringing in his personal religious beliefs, then I would have a problem with it. And it's not just Christianity. If he was Islamic and he's like, oh, women shouldn't be wearing something like you are wearing, and I'm going to punish you for that, that would be just as wrong. Here's what the real thing that is hurting her. Timonette was up for two prestigious college scholarships that St. Pierre had given his recommendation, and had excitedly attended the private party to celebrate entering her senior year. The teen has boasted a 4.2 grade average, tutors local kids, and was recently awarded Outstanding Volunteer in Baton Rouge. This is a good kid. She's giving back to the community. This is what we want our kids to do. She's not being a quote mean girl. She's not being disrespectful to teachers. Obviously, the school likes her. The students like her. And everything I've read is that the teachers loved her. And I'm going to skip through the article. There's a picture of her with all her awards. I'm going to skip over to some other articles because these get crazy. This is a more of a blog, LouisianaVoice.com. And the headline is Livingston High School Principal Attempts Grooming a straight-A student over her off-campus dancing video. So this one is claiming that she was not on campus doing this. This was more of a private event, or maybe it was school sponsored, but it was off campus. So did he really have authority over what she did? I'm going to just get into a couple of paragraphs. Jason St. Pierre and Kelly Becknell might want to brush up on their scripture instead of cherry picking verses to use against a straight A student next time. St. Pierre, the principal at Walker High School in Livingston Parish, seems to have taken it upon himself to act as the morality police, even for events that take place away from the school campus. Now, I agree that anything happens on campus, you have a handbook and you have rules of what is expected. He just doesn't make up his own rules as he goes along. We have the rules in the handbook. Everybody gets a handbook, and I wouldn't be surprised if they have him sign a contract saying we have read the handbook and we agree to abide by them. And then I'm on Unfiltered with Kyran.com, and this article is dated October 6, 2023. The headline is School Board Member Responds to Walker High Incident. Quote, this is ridiculous. I want to just read a couple of paragraphs. Kaylee Timmett's family isn't the only one opposed to Walker High Principal Jason St. Pierre's actions following a video that surfaced on social media of the teen dancing. I'm going to skip down a little because everything else is, we already know. Timmett was a 4.0 grade point average and represents the school in numerous clubs prior to the video being released. Timmett was the Student Government Associates president. The role has since been stripped. She remains the Beta Club president. The teen tutors kids and was just awarded Outstanding Volunteer here in the Baton Rouge area. So, I mean, obviously a good kid. These are the type of kids we want to be encouraging. We want our community to be raising and producing. And here's the school board member. Livingston Parish School Board member Kelly Hennessy Dickerson does not serve the Walker High School area, but she said she has fielded a ton of calls on the situation. She said when she first heard what happened, she couldn't believe it because Timmy is an excellent student. And here's a quote from the board member. We've got got a lot of students who do cause trouble in our school system, Dickerson said. We got problems with bullying, we got problems with vaping and drugs and kids with disciplinary action. This is an amazing young lady. She was not on school time and was dancing. I'm not condoning the style of dance, but this is ridiculous. This is harsh and unfair. Once again, I agree with her. I don't get twerking. I mean, I just scratch my head. At the same time, if I'm in a leadership role at a school, it's like, what you do off campus is up to you. Now, there may be a no twerking policy on school dances. Then you violate that, you get in trouble. But once you leave the school, you're on your own. Get back to this. Dickerson admitted she's had conversations with board members Jeffrey Cox and Caitlin Lockhart Cockerham, who serves the Walker District. She's also reached out to the administration. Quote, I've been inundated with calls from parents to teachers and principals from other parishes, Dickerson recalled. They say, come on, Livingston Parish, you're all better than this. I've given my 2 cents to the Walker board members. School board members are not over principals or employees. I think this needs to be overturned. It's a terrible ruling. I think it sets a terrible precedent. She said St. Pierre has done an amazing job at Walker, but this was a bad decision. I think there comes a time and place for reprimanding our kids, but she's an exemplary student, Dickerson said. I do not think her dancing after school at her home with her parents there is a problem. I have a problem with that. I do not think her dancing after school at her home with her parents there is a problem. Now, I didn't know that she was at her home and that her parents was there, and if her parents are okay with it, I'm not going to argue with it, even though I still don't understand twerking. And then the superintendent issued a statement, and basically it was, well, we can't really talk about it because of privacy issues. So hopefully this young lady gets her scholarships back. At the same time, I am surprised that a GoFundMe hasn't been started, because this is making such national news. I am sure she could easily raise more than enough money to cover her college and maybe even post-grad studies if she wanted to go that far. As a practicing Christian, I am shocked when I see this type of stuff. When I was in management, I would never force my religious beliefs on anybody. I would try to live in a way that would reflect my Christian beliefs in the way I treated my subordinates, the way I talked to them, treated them with respect, treated them as human beings, and did my best to look out for them, get them good bonuses, get them good pay raises, whatever was in my power to do, I would do for them. And I had people that were Christians. I had Muslims, Hindus. I mean, I had a broad range of different religious or even non-religious beliefs working for me. That was all irrelevant. All I cared about was them doing a good job and me looking out for them. I think this principle is a little crazy. Now, once again, I always like to give the benefit of the doubt. There are two sides of the story. Is there more to this? And if the principal did bring up Christianity and her, quote, going to heaven as part of his conversation with her, then he was wrong. Now, if the conversation was you violated school policy, he should have limited his conversation to the student handbook and what she did wrong and how she violated school policy. That should be it. Hopefully this young lady does get her scholarships. If not, I really do hope she starts a GoFundMe, because then she doesn't have to be beholden to the school principal. She can move on, be a productive member of society. She's already doing great things in her community, getting her an education. Furthering her education where she can give back to the community is what we should be doing with these type of kids. We already have enough problems with bad kids in public schools. We don't need to be nitpicking the good kids. This is just insane. That's just all my 2 cents about how I'm seeing this. Thanks for watching. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime, these are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. 6 figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes 1 for the money, 2 for the clothes, 3 for the honeys, and a 4 for the flows. 5 O's and 6...